Hallelujah. If you could stand with me, I'm not going to be before you very long. We're really here today to celebrate the birth of Christ. That's okay. All right, well, okay. We're really here to celebrate the birth of Christ. And that's what this was about, to bring back to remembrance the fact that 2,000 odd years ago, even the very date, as I said in Sunday school, we measure time by this one event, that 2,000 years ago, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't say the full date, but the true date is Anno Domini, that means in Latin, in the year of our Lord, 2019, was when Christ was born. Now, he may not have been born December 25th, but I know he was born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful for that. And we can rejoice every day that he was born. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you very long, you know, because the message was already preached. In what the little children performed, in what they sang, in what the praise team ministered, the message was already preached. But I'm just going to leave you a few words here, starting from the book of Galatians, chapter 4 and verse 4. The book of Galatians, chapter 4 and verse 4. I've said probably the hardest thing to do is wait. Amen? Is to wait. And for thousands of years, mankind had to wait. They had to wait upon the promise of the Messiah. And Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 says, but when, say it after me, but when?
But when?
The fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. All you women lift up your hands. All you women lift up your hands. This whole theme this month has been the sign of the virgin. And we talked in Sunday school how if it wasn't for the woman, there could not have been the Messiah. Hallelujah. Give God a wave while you got your hand up there. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it one more time. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a couple things I'd like to let you know. Immediately after we say the final benediction prayer, we will be giving out presents. We have gifts for everybody, including our visitors. Amen. So we have gifts for everybody. You know, when this scripture was written in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, Israel had been waiting 400 years. 400 years, there had not been a prophet. There had not been anyone with a message directly from God. That's a long time. Many of us maybe have been waiting 10 years, 5 years, 20 years for God to do a particular prayer answered for us. But none of us have been waiting 400 years. God had let Israel wait 400 years. You see, the Bible says 1,000 years is as a day with God. We think our time scale is long, but with God it's just another day. And God always does things, as I preached a couple of weeks ago, at the appointed time. So you have to learn to wait upon God's timing, because he has a perfect timing. It was 400 years, that's about 10 generations that they had to wait. And we find out too that it took Israel 50 days when they got out of Egypt after waiting 400 years again in Egypt to reach Mount Sinai and receive the law. And of course, after they rebelled, it took another 40 years going round and round in the desert. So when you add the two periods together, you get an interesting number. It took them 2 years from leaving Egypt to get to Mount Sinai. And then there were 40 years wandering around in the desert. So it took actually a total of 42 years to get to Canaan. Now that's an interesting number, because it is a number about waiting. It's a number about waiting. In Numbers chapter 32 and verse 13, in Numbers 32 and verse 13, God's anger was kindled against Israel because of their unbelief, because they would not believe after all the miracles that he had done. And it says in Numbers 13, 32 and 13, then the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Sometimes what we're experiencing is a wilderness wandering. You know, it seems that we're just going around in circles, and it just doesn't seem that anything we have tried to do has worked out. But I'm telling you, if you will hold on, if you will renew your faith, if you will put down all the doubt, if you will start to trust the one who created this whole world, your wilderness journey will come to an end. It was until that generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. You know, last night I was thinking about pain. And most of us think pain as a negative. But you know, pain is actually a good thing. Because pain is a warning. Pain tells you something worse is about to happen. And so when we look at some of the things we're going through, and we may experience it as pain, really it's God just telling us, listen, you need to change direction. You need to go in a different direction because something worse is about to happen. You see, they had to wander around 40 years waiting for something to happen. And it wasn't only until those who were in unbelief had passed on that God allowed them to go into the new, the land of Canaan. And so this number 42 is really interesting because when we get to the birth of Christ, and if you will put Matthew chapter 1 verse 17 up on the screen, Matthew chapter 1 verse 17, it tells us something very interesting. It says, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away unto Babylon are 14 generations. And from carrying away unto Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. You know what that adds up to again? 42. There's that number again. There's that number again. Now, I'm not going to try and teach in this little time what it all means, but obviously God was saying something by putting that number there. And it's a sign of waiting. There was also a sign at his first coming. In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Their reason for finding Christ was to worship him. You know, a lot of people's reasons for finding Christ is not to worship him, but it's to fix their problem. A lot of people come to Christ because they believe it's going to change and fix their problem. Yes, that will happen. But that's not the primary reason to seek him. It is to worship him. It is to give him thanks. It is to bow down. It is to lift up his name. We see that there was a time of waiting. There's a time that you're going to have to wait upon the Lord. As the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. You know what waiting involves? It involves trust. It involves faith. Because you only wait when you believe that something is going to happen. Amen? You will only wait when you believe something is going to happen. You never wait on something you don't think is going to happen. So that's when faith comes into play. I'm saying all of this to come to this one point. I'm going to be really short. When Jesus came the first time, so many people missed the fact that he had come. The thing that they had been waiting for went right past them. A lot of times Jesus will come into your situation, and unless you recognize the situation, he'll go right past you. The example is when they were on the Sea of Galilee and there came a storm. The Bible says that Jesus came right by the boat, and then it says something strange. He would have gone past them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's up to us to recognize the time of our visitation. Most of us don't recognize when Jesus has come right by our boat, right in the storm, and we let him go right past us. He will come to us in the storm, but we need to stop and recognize the time. We may have been waiting 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, but when he comes, you need to be ready. That's why he always says, watch, watch. For such a time as you think not, that's when he's going to show up. If we were looking for a sign, I put on Facebook about a month ago or 2 months ago, this is it. Just look at what's going on all around us. The signs of the time tell us that he's about to show up on the scene. We have been waiting some 2,000 years for Jesus to return. I want to tell you, it's going to be soon. If you could stand with me. As I said, I wasn't going to preach today. The message of his first coming has been preached in the story that was told to us today, which we all know. But don't let us miss the time of our visitation. I always thought it strange that they were in a storm. They needed Jesus, and he showed up. But then the Bible says he would have passed them by. But then they called out to him. What I'm trying to tell you is Jesus has shown up today. It's up to us now to call out to him. Because this is the time of our visitation. You may not realize it. You may think it's just a Christmas program. You may think it's just a little kids show. But I'm telling you, this is the time of your visitation. Are you going to let Jesus walk on by? Or are you going to call out to him? There was a blind man who heard that Jesus was coming into town. He was told that he was passing on by. He couldn't see him, but that was the time of his visitation. So you know what he did? He cried out aloud. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Again, it said Jesus was like he was going to walk on by. They tried to shut him up. "Be quiet, you're creating a fuss." You know what he did? The Bible says he cried out the more, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." It's time for us to cry out the more. Then the Bible says something strange. Jesus asked him a question, like he didn't know he was blind. He said, "What will you that I do for you?" You understand what Jesus is saying? You have to ask. Jesus knew what he wanted, but he forced him to say it with his mouth, to confess with his lips what his need was, because that was the time of his visitation. The little kids, the songs have preached the message to us already. This is the time of our visitation. He has come the first time, and he's about to come the second time. You don't have to wait 42 years. This is the time of our visitation. Hallelujah. This time, we normally ask everyone to come to the front, but because we're going to be doing something, I want everyone right now, if it's appropriate, if you will hold the hand of the person next to you, and we're going to pray. We have 2 weeks left in 2019. 2 weeks. I guarantee you that there will be thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, who come 2 weeks close to seeing 2020 who actually do not make it. Tonight, when you go home on the news, you turn to channel 6. Last night there were 5 accidents. I think 3 or 4 fatalities. Now is the time of your visitation. Now is the time that Jesus is coming to your town. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. It may be today is your time of visitation. What are you going to do? Don't let Jesus pass your boat by. This is the time to call out and say, "Jesus, thou son of Nazareth, have mercy upon me." Jesus looked at the blind man and said, "What do you want?" He says, "That my eyes may be opened." God wants us to confess with our lips what we want today. And if we will honestly give to him a broken and a contrite heart, this can be the time, the day, the month, the year of our visitation. Father, Lord, we just come to you this day. We thank you for taking us through 50 weeks of 2019, through many toils and snares. We have already come, and grace, hallelujah, can take us through. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now for all that you have done, for speaking to us, for using the children today to minister to us. Oh God, we just thank you for taking us through thus far, Lord. Oh God, we ask right now, Lord God, you know what each of us needs. You know the struggle that we're going through. Lord, we ask right now to you let your Holy Spirit soften our heart. Speak to us, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to draw near to you, to be watching, to be ready for the sign of your second coming. Lord, we just lift up your name. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's just pray for another couple minutes. Let's lift our voices up aloud. Let's cry out to God. Hallelujah. Because it's time. He is passing by. Let's call out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. We thank you today. We lift up your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.